Season 2, Lesson Number 5, Part 4 of How the Heck Do I Get the Right Nutrition Information for My Pet? Howdy, animal lovers. Welcome to Animal Nutrition Wizard Podcast. I am the host of this podcast and the wizard herself, Trinity Thresher. You can book a consult or a low-cost food analysis with me at animalnutritionwizard.org. And for those of you hankering for those free weekly Q&A sessions, this is a quick reminder that those are still available, but they are sign-up only, meaning I only do them when someone signs up for them. The website is https://signup.com/go/TQEEWNT. These sessions are available every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or if you just want to reach out to me personally, there is a contact me form that you can fill out on my website, or you can just send me an electronic mail at trinity@animalnutritionwizard.org. And remember, my name is spelled T-R-Y-N-I-T-I, and that's trinity@animalnutritionwizard.org. Now, it's been a minute, so just to refresh you previous listeners out there, we have been working through a little series, of which this is part 4, where I walk you through how to understand and responsibly utilize research, more specifically, nutrition research for your pets. This is such a vital component of educating oneself that I would not be doing my job if I didn't provide you with at least the basics on self-research. So I hope you'll continue to bear with me, or better yet, very much enjoy learning as we continue on in the Getting the Right Nutrition Information for My Pet series. Today's lesson is going to cover a somewhat nefarious and maddeningly pervasive topic, which is corporate bias. But before we jump into that, let's start with our A&W flashcard of the day. Dun da da! The A&W flashcard for this lesson is ECS. What does it stand for? Any ideas? If you listened to Lesson 8 of Season 1 on CBD oil for pets, you'll probably know this one. If not, you may find that particular lesson fascinating and educational. I'll reveal the answer on the back of the flashcard at the end of this lesson. Now, let's get learning. Corporate bias. What does it mean, and why is it so important to know about? There are many different types of biases, between 4 and a dozen, depending on who you ask. Bias is unfair prejudice, either in favor of or against a person, place, or thing, especially compared with another. It's something we all do, mostly subconsciously, and it's incredibly difficult to avoid. Bias is in fact the main reason why the scientific method works so well, because the methods with which we use in science to find out how things work have been meticulously designed to reduce bias affecting our conclusions about the world around us and to provide us with just the facts. But even science is not safe from the human condition. In science, bias may be known as any systematic deviation between the results of a study and the actual truth. The researchers themselves, the organization or company funding the research, and even those publishing or choosing not to publish the research can all affect the way a study is performed or perceived due to bias. This is why the previous lessons in this series are so important. Knowing how to determine the validity and reliability of a study is an essential tool we can use to catch issues in research such as bias. Knowing who funded the study, what the study is for, and who stands to gain from a favorable outcome is part of that toolkit. What we're really talking about is the ideal facet of any study: objectivity. Objectivity is, objectively, one of the guiding principles of science. See what I did there? When our studies and research are untainted by personal values, perspectives, and goals, the conclusions are much more likely to reflect objective reality rather than personal opinion or something that brings us, say, financial gain, as would benefit any corporation funding a study on their own product. If you, for example, wanted to find out a way to help your dog's itchy skin to recover, you may seek out a solution based entirely on biases that you already have. In fact, it's pretty much guaranteed. Prefer natural solutions? You'll probably only search for something natural to fix that itchy skin. Or do you have a bias against natural remedies or think that it's a bunch of hocus pocus? You'll probably reach out to your vet and opt for some sort of man-made prescription. Do you tend to listen to your friends over authority figures? You may ask around some people you know and take their suggestions, leaving the vets and the internet out of it altogether. Depending on what you subconsciously prefer, the solutions you'll come across and the one you ultimately choose to try are going to vary enormously. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing because there are lots of acceptable remedies for itchy skin. But that's not the case in every scenario, and how will you know that you use the best option for your pet's specific needs? What if there's a better or safer solution that you don't know about, or one that will provide more long-term results? What if, say, the natural solution you settle on ends up having a negative effect? It could be that from then on you'll have a bias against natural options, and in the future you'll find yourself seeking out only solutions to issues using Western medicines from vets. Or the opposite could occur. Your pet could have a negative reaction, or simply no change, from a vet-recommended product, and then you'll try some natural remedy, it'll work great, and you'll have a bias against veterinarian-recommended products going forward. Our personal experiences greatly affect our biases, and the foods, treats, supplements, and medications we give our pets are ultimately decided by these biases. For a more detailed explanation of the emotionally charged decisions we make, and trust me, we all do it, and how they affect our pets, I recommend reading Linda P. Case's book, Dog Food Logic. It has a thorough, straightforward elucidation on this very topic right near the beginning of the book. So now that you have a pretty good idea of what bias is and how it affects all of us humans in general, let's talk about corporate bias specifically. Corporate bias is the selecting or slanting of information provided to please and benefit the owners of a corporation. In science, corporate bias can influence research, studies, and their conclusions towards corporate interests, mainly increasing sales of a particular product, or in the case of pet food manufacturers, even a particular ingredient. The influence of industry sponsorship on research is decidedly massive, especially in the case of pet nutrition. Besides driving away research from more beneficial questions, such as the long-debated advantages of raw food versus ultra-processed foods for dogs and cats, which thankfully there are now studies published that prove just that, corporation-funded research can result in health and safety issues that plague our pets for years. Sometimes a company is so excited about their food or an ingredient they've manufactured or a drug, etc., that they may only report the positive results in their studies and leave out the negative ones, which show their product to be harmful. If you are interested in looking at real-life examples of this, two that I can point you towards would be, you can look at a product called Vioxx, V-I-O-X-X, which was created by Merck in 1999, or the anti-anxiety drug known as Paxil, created by GlaxoSmithKline. Both of these companies suppressed results from their trials and ended up in lawsuits for their dangerous drugs. And these are just two examples. This is an issue which happens all too often, and in fact, selectively publishing the good and not the bad is really the dark side of research. A 2009 review showed us that roughly only 43% of trials on new drugs approved by the FDA actually ended up being published, which means that nearly 60% of the supporting studies were unpublished, even years after the drugs are approved. That means that it's likely that even vets that do keep up on current studies are working with the wrong or incomplete information provided by drug and food companies. It's difficult to make an informed decision when half of the information is withheld. while the bias I spoke of before, such as choosing a natural remedy versus a man-made medication for your pup's itchy skin, is often accidental or subconscious, corporate bias is very much intentional. And it's very much dangerous to do so, and it's also not okay. Vets, doctors, other researchers, us and our pets all depend on the results of studies done on food, drugs, and supplements, and many of us, including many of our vets, do not possess the necessary statistical know-how to see how many of these studies can be exaggerated. Which is why there is yet another question you must ask yourself when looking at research, and that is, who is doing this study or trial, and who are they connected to? If the study you're reviewing is funded by a large pet food manufacturer, you need to take the results with a grain of salt, because it's very possible and statistically likely that a study funded or completed by a corporation that stands to lose or gain benefits depending on its results may exaggerate benefits or withhold negative results. And it's worth mentioning again, they're often also performing research that looks only at their own products and not the big picture, such as comparing their food, ingredient, or drug to a natural or less processed option. For example, a pet food manufacturer may claim that their dry food can help reduce or prevent kidney stones in your cat, but their research is extremely limited and has, at the very least, a massive oversight in not comparing the results of their dry food against a high moisture food. And this results in pet owners continuing to feed their beloved kitties a dry diet, not knowing that likely a much cheaper wet diet would actually benefit their cats far more. And they rely on and depend upon the studies and claims provided by those corporations who stand to gain much more profit from the continued feeding of that dry food over a wet food that would do much more for your cat's kidneys. This is, in fact, a major factor in why I became interested in studying pet nutrition in the first place. Large corporations employing their own researchers, highly susceptible to corporate bias, and potentially publishing only the studies that look to be in their favor, manipulate pet owners on a fairly massive scale. What's the best way to combat this? Empower yourself with information. As you can see, corporate funding is, in many ways, science's worst enemy. In fact, that's what a 2007 article in Discover magazine called it. More than 65% of research is privately funded, meaning most of the studies we have available now on pet food and nutrition are sponsored by the largest players in pet food manufacturing, which would be Hill's and Purina. Animal nutrition research is largely controlled and directed by the pet food industry, both in veterinary schools and in their own facilities. This means ultimately, at every step involved in interpreting and evaluating research, we have some major obstacles. And these obstacles basically all stem from human imperfection. So, all that said, yes, you absolutely can still use scientific studies in your research, and indeed, that is the most objective research you will have available to you. The point here is not to scare you off of what science has to offer you in terms of finding out as much as you can about your pet's nutritional needs. The point is to give you the tools that you will require to responsibly evaluate and utilize the research that you come across. Simply looking at only the conclusion and abstract of a study without taking the time to determine the study's reliability, validity, and bias can lead you to incorrect conclusions. And even then, information changes, so you must revisit each topic frequently. Many professionals may not do this, and that includes vets and doctors. So you, therefore, must become the master of your own pet's health and nutrition knowledge. And you can start by considering not just the results of any given study you review, but the source. And that brings us to the end of today's lesson on corporate bias. I hope you had fun and that you learned a lot with me. And now it's time to see the answer on the back of the A&W flashcard. The flashcard for today was ECS. What does it stand for? The answer on the back is endocannabinoid system. and I'll say that slower too in case it helps anyone, endocannabinoid system, or ECS, is a cell signaling system in our bodies, just like your digestive system or your respiratory system. It's in all of our bodies, our cats and dogs' bodies, and most mammals' bodies, and it works to create homeostasis. So its main purpose is essentially to keep all the other systems running smoothly and keep our bodies in that all-important Goldilocks zone. And that concludes today's episode. So thank you, as always, for taking the time to learn with me. I hope you got something out of this on corporate bias. And remember, nutrition is magic.
Hey, listener and wizard in training. I'd like to tell you a bit about the host of this podcast, Trinity Thresher. Trinity is an independently certified pet nutrition specialist and coach. She would like to invite you to visit her website at animalnutritionwizard.org, where you can schedule a consult with her or purchase a food analysis from one of her three comprehensive packages. Her credentials include 6 years' experience working under Dr. Katie Miller, DVM, maintained certifications from canine nutritionist Nina Liu and Dr. Jean Dodds, as well as educators Holly and Hugo, and several certifications from Dogs Naturally Pro courses created by Dr. Marion Smart. The wizard performs ongoing study and dedicates much of her time to advancing her learning and understanding of biology, immunology, animal physiology, and nutrition. She provides coaching, consultations, guides, and free weekly Q&A sessions. Her ultimate goal is to create a certification program designed for members of the pet food industry that, once certified, would provide them with the Animal Nutrition Wizard's Seal of Approval, which could be labeled directly on packaging or on their website. This seal would be one of the best ways for pet owners to quickly recognize a food, treat, or supplement as safe and healthy and has met the standards of an independent third-party certifier. Optimal nutrition and the well-being of your pets is the sole focus of the Animal Nutrition Wizard. Her dream is to empower pet owners everywhere and create pet nutrition wizards out of every dog and cat owner. Your support is the driving force that helps to maintain and grow these goals and dreams. Thank you.